Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey. People around the world are communicating with video on 2 billion computers and more than 1.5 billion television sets. Surely that means our television networks, the folks who rely on video, are keeping up with the video revolution. Well, not exactly, says a recent article in the Columbia Journalism Review by veteran TV reporter David Marish. Marish's investigation found U.S. TV news is turning away from video reporting. Instead, networks are substituting arguing pundits, conversations among anchors, and so-called experts who expound on what a situation might be like from afar.
So instead of reporting from the field, you're getting discussing from the studio or the university office or anywhere but the field.
The Center for Excellence in Journalism helped Marish compile the data. While ABC, CBS, and NBC have all cut back their use of video reporting over the last 4 years, CNN's numbers are the most dramatic. In 2007, 46% of CNN's programming consisted of video packages. By 2011, it dropped to 18%.
What gets covered and how it gets covered is first and foremost these days a budgetary question, rather than a purely journalistic imperative. Now, you know, there never was a candy cane land where budgets didn't matter, but I think it's safe to say that they matter more today than they did when I got into the business, which is 50 years ago.
The move away from on-the-ground reporting is troubling, says Marish.
You got to be there to be there. You can't dial this stuff in. You can make stuff out of what you can get by dialing it in. And the networks are getting, and the cable channels are getting better and better at this. You clip some video from here and some video from there and some pieces from your file, and you put a stand-up in it, and you try your best to make sense of the story. But that's quite different from truly covering the story.
Marish worries about the endless hours of bitter, angry feuding that now gets prominent airtime in lieu of actual reporting.
I think that television news, along with radio talk, has facilitated a culture of clash and conflict rather than civility and reason. We've modeled shouting at one another. We don't model talking reasonably together.
I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
It's been 50 years since Newton Minow, President John F. Kennedy's Federal Communications Commission chairman, delivered his first speech to the National Association of Broadcasters. In addition to his memorable line about television, Minow issued a stern directive to the nation's broadcasters.
Gentlemen, your trust accounting with your beneficiaries is long overdue. You must provide a wider range of choices, more diversity, more alternatives. It is not enough to cater to the nation's whims. You must also serve the nation's needs.
This week, Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society revisited Minow's controversial speech and its relevance in this digital age, where technologies are creating dramatic shifts in news and entertainment. Minow, now 85, addressed the audience of Harvard professors, journalists, media critics, and other former FCC commissioners.
It's been a fundamental, basic transformation in the world of communications. And yet, there have been very little thinking about what that really means.
Minow felt then, and still believes, the government's role is to expand choice. He worked to open up the UHF band for TV channels, expand cable, and shoot telecommunication satellites into space. He's remained involved with the public interest and civic responsibility since his time at the FCC. He expressed his concern about how television and money drive the political process.
Today's politics is dominated by money. Most candidates spend most of their time raising money. Why do they need the money? They need the money so they can buy radio and television time. So they're buying, they're raising money from the public to get access to something the public owns, the airwaves. That's a crazy system. We're one of the few countries in the world that does not provide public service time to candidates.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.